Welcome, folks, to The Uncommon Good with Bo Bonner and Dr. Bud Maher. Every week, diving deep into the truth of Catholic social teaching and restoring all things in Christ.
The Uncommon Good is on the air. I'm Bo Bonner. And I'm Dr. Bud Maher. Now, Bud can't make it today. Bud, the adult in the room, had some accreditation meetings that he had to attend. So it's going to be me flying solo for, like I said, The Uncommon Good here on Iowa Catholic Radio, coming to you from Des Moines, Iowa, where it might rain anytime soon. It's just going to be me now for 30 minutes looking out the window, giving up-to-date weather reports. I'm, of course, kidding. I wouldn't do that to any of you, because I'm a good person, and no one else is in the room to challenge that, so you just have to take my word for it. So Jimmy's keeping me honest, though. But so, yes, Bo Bonner, the Senior Advisor for Mission Initiatives at Mercy College of Health Sciences, also the Director for the Center for Human Flourishing. Make sure to go check us out at mchs.edu/flourish. We actually have, folks might remember, Charlie Camosi, who's a guest not too long ago for our show, but he came and gave a talk, and we have all of that up on the website, mchs.edu/flourish. You can watch his talk. We also did other media as well, so we hope that you go by and check that out. But, of course, who's usually with me is the Associate Provost at Mercy College of Health Sciences. That's why he's not here today, is because he's out associating and provosting and doing us proud. As always, we are underwritten by Mercy College of Health Sciences, so mchs.edu. That magical time of year where we've actually already started the summer semester when other people are only finally graduating. That's part and parcel of what we try to do at Mercy College of Health Sciences, is get people through as quickly and as well-trained as possible so that they can hit the ground running to be a force for healing, the healing ministry of the gospel, wherever they end up. And so we have fall, summer, and spring starts for all sorts of different programs, depending on what you want to do. We have legacy programs on campus. We have hybrid programs, online programs. You can find all that out at mchs.edu. And one more time, just to say thank you, Mercy College, for underwriting our show. And then to tack on mchs.edu/flourish, FLOURISH. That's where you can go look at what the Center for Human Flourishing is doing. And like I said, at this point, we have what you could review our first fellows, the honorary fellow, which was Dr. Russell Hittinger, and then our inaugural research fellow, Charles Camosi, and all of that is up there on the website. So today, we're going to keep the train running, even if it's going to take a bit of a detour. I guess I'm using train metaphors today. Again, few people can stop me. Jimmy can if he wants, but Bud's not in here to stop my train metaphors. So I'm going to keep barreling down the tracks with talking about sacrificial leadership. But we had kind of made a shift where we were getting into what we conceptualized as the second part, as it were. We were going to start talking about the saints as leaders and images of leaders. But I think it is very timely that because we had something be thrown onto the tracks that caused it to derail, I'm going too far with this metaphor, that we need to talk about something which is when things change. When you make plans as a leader, plans are something that people kind of put at the shoes of all leaderships. What happens when things don't go as planned? And so it's a good day to talk about certain amendments or things that we would add, I would say, to the first part, the first half of the conceptualization of talking about sacrificial leadership, things that, so to speak, came up when thinking about some of our episodes that didn't fit directly into the arc of how we planned them out. So very timely. I'll get a chance to talk about today, make some notes. Maybe we can pick it up after we're done with the second half of the arc. When Bud gets back, we'll get back to talking about the saints and how saints are a key to us understanding sacrificial leadership and how we live that out when we as Catholics try to live the leadership that Christ demonstrated through his cross and resurrection. So this is The Uncommon Good. Bo Bonner with you today. Make sure to stick around. We'll be back right after this.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by CTO. What great news for donors to the Catholic Tuition Organization. You now receive 75% of your donation back in Iowa tax credits. Your support has helped thousands of students attend our Catholic schools. Best gift ever. Online, ctoiowa.org. At CTO, the bottom line, It's for the kids and their future.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio comes from Mercy One, your expert circle of personalized care for all your health needs. With more care locations than anyone, your best life is their one purpose. Find your doctor at mercyone.org.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by the Sarah Vocations Ministry. Sarah is an apostolate dedicated to the support of new and existing vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life. Learn more at joinsarah.org, joinserra.org.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Confluence Brewing Company, brewed locally since 2012 and featuring regular, seasonal, and limited-release beers. Confluence Brewing Company, 1235 Thomas Beck Road off the bike trail south of Grays Lake. ConfluenceBrewing.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by InterVisions Healthcare, empowering men and women to make the most informed, life-affirming decisions for themselves and their families. Learn more at ivhcare.org. ivhcare.org. Thank you, InterVisions Healthcare, for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Divine Treasures, a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community since 1992. Divine Treasures, 5701 Hickman Road, Des Moines, 515-255-5230. Thank you, Divine Treasures, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Dr. David Ball from Des Moines Eye Surgeons, your total eye care specialist specializing in cataracts and glaucoma care. Des Moines Eye Surgeons, 515-255-3546, dmisurgeons.com.
Back with the Uncommon Good. Bo Bonner joining you today. Tipping our hats to Bud as he's off doing grown-up work at the college. Bud, thank you out there. At least if your ears are burning, it's because we're thinking of you. And go do us proud. So, this was not planned for this to be a solo show. At least not by me, but I think certainly not by Bud. I think he'd rather be here than in a meeting. I think all of us would. But I would say that I think it's providential that we take time to point out what you do as leaders when things don't go as planned. So we didn't plan for this to be a solo show. We also didn't plan in the great arc of episodes that we were doing to be talking about what we're doing today, which is sort of amendments or asterisks or notes that we've sort of pinned to discuss as we were planning this arc. I don't know if you guys have got this feel, if you've been following us as we've been talking about sacrificial leadership and the common good. We, of course, started with the new year, and we've been taking our time doing so. But certainly what we've been doing with, you know, a few interviews thrown in there when they came up is we've planned out the show. I'm not going to act like we had every single show planned out, but we've taught, of course, servant leadership before. And you've probably heard us talk about this, that although there's many great aspects of this, there's something missing when it comes to the particularity of what we think Catholic leaders should look like when they imitate Jesus Christ. So there was always going to be two elements to this. The one was us, what we've relatively got done doing, which is explaining the arc of what we think are failings in leaderships, but that are mostly misunderstandings. So not, you know, this leader did this bad and they should have done X instead of Y. But to say the sort of grounding of what even leadership means, we've tried to radically call into question with the life of Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection, and what the implications of all that means. So that's what we've been doing. We always knew we'd kind of hit a point then where we would move on to the second one, maybe planned out even a little bit better, where we start talking about the saints. The saints not only as examples of leaders, leaders that we should imitate and try to be like, but that even sainthood itself, sanctification, what it means to be a saint, is truly a measure of what it should mean for us to be leaders here in the real world. So we shifted to that. And last week, if you got to listen, we were talking about the way in which saints are like icons. And so they bring in light, but they're mirrors, they're reflective, all of that, to start to talk about that sainthood itself as a category for what we should do as leaders. Well, we had something planned today, and those plans got changed, and that got me thinking that there are a few pinned items that, in this grand scheme, we were wondering if we would need to pick up at the end. And we, some of these, Bud and I have talked about, some of them are just things that I was like, we need to reapproach, but certainly one of them is in the very practical realm of when you're a leader, a lot of what your day is spent doing is planning. Anybody who has had any sort of modicum of being a leader knows that there's meeting after meeting after meetings of planning. Bud is literally at one of them. So when you make plans, the idea is you're going to follow them. That's what people, of course, if you're going to make plans, why would you spend all that time unless you're going to do that? But of course, we run into several adages from the wisdom and proverbs of people past. One of the best ones, the best laid plans of mice and men, where we get, books even named after this. The idea, of course, that you can make elaborate plans, but of course, the last thing you should expect is the plans to go as planned. So how does this work? So today seems to be a good way to put it into practice, that you make plans, of course, so that when occasions come up in which you must be agile or do something different, that you're not being chaotic, but that there's a dynamic between the planned and that which is, I'm blanking on a very obvious word, so forgive me. I don't have Bud to throw it to help me out. Improvisational. Thank you. Thank you, Bud, who's not here. So we have this tension between plan and improvisation. But I think anybody who's ever done improv, like literally the acting of improv, knows that there needs to be a massive ton, as it were, of planning and practice in order to make improv work. The true masters, and whether it's improv acting or if it's something like jazz music and the ability to improv together with a group, the sort of amount of planned activity that goes on before the improv actually happens is quite extensive. And so the being able to make plans so that you can improvise, not improvise because you didn't make plans. Now, that can seem funny coming from me, anybody who knows me. I think Jimmy might be laughing back there too, because even in that regard, I'm sure people are knowing pretty well that I land on the improv side of things. But I will point out that that is the case. There's people who do better planning. There's people who do better with plans. There's people who certainly do better with improv. But to defend myself a little bit, part of this, of course, is if you are an improv type, you should make sure to be friends with planners and actually work with planners. Improv as a solo activity, of course, is usually impossible. And even when it seems like it's happened, that is because of a ton of work that that person, the improver, has done with a lot of people. And that improv only really works with a community and lots of planning. I think it's obvious, anybody who knows Bud and I in real life, but probably on this show as well, that Bud is much more the planner and I'm the improv guy. But that's precisely why this dynamic duo here for the Uncommon Good works so well. So as leaders, we have to realize that there's a lot of work that goes into making it possible to improvise. And so this gets into a lot of the concepts that we've been bringing up, that being a good leader, of course, is also followership. You are always going to be obedient to something, even when you are the head honcho for whatever specific organization or level that we're talking about. You can be the CEO, you can be leading your family, whatever it is, who you follow, who, by the way, you followed to get to your position, but who you still follow, whose ideas, whose path, providence itself will still make it possible for you to lead. You can only lead if you're a good follower. Well, in a similar way, improv is about helping people get to where they need to go. And so if you think that only leadership is done by making plans and then sticking to them, you will definitively, I don't know, that might be too strong. I would argue something high, like 98% of the time, only following plans will not get you to where you're trying to bring people, because life has too many rolls of the dice involved to act like you could plan it all out beforehand. But the idea, of course, is not that means you shouldn't make plans at all. And it also, I think, talks about what sort of plans you should make. It's easy to also go the other way with planning and spend so much time of your life planning the minute details that it's almost, it's actually, acedia, it's sloth. And it, you can go, how is that slothful when the person's working their tail off making all of these minute details of plans? But exactly acedia and sloth in the spiritual life is a it, you know, you can either just be like slothful, how we think of it, like it's spiritual laziness. But funny enough, a way to be lazy is to be busy with things that don't matter as much as the thing you should be attending to. It's sort of like how procrastinators can get tons done as long as it's not the thing that they've been asked or need to do. And so planning, when it's vicious, when we go viciously, you know, virtue is always a mean between two extremes. So when we tend towards the planning aspect too much, we busy ourselves with making minute details of plans so that we don't have to face the sort of actual governance of life on the day-to-day level. It's sort of like hiding. And it's also knowingly making something futile, because anybody who spends too much details on plans knows that those are the first things out the door. So on the other hand, of course, improv for the sake of not making plans, that's certainly the vice tempting me, is to go, well, I got this, and you know, I don't want to be one of these people who overly plan because it's just going to be a waste of time, so I'll wing it. Winging it is, of course, not the same as improvisation, just like being someone who's I'm trying to think of a nice way to put the word that I'm getting at. Micromanaging is not planning. So the virtue is the ability to make the grand arc of what we need to do. Again, know where we're going, and then talk about the general way or the way stops that have to happen. We're going somewhere on the East Coast. We need to go east. We know that how the roads go. We need to hit these big points if it's, you know, Chicago or whatever on your route. But you also have to be agile enough to know that if there's a detour, it doesn't submarine the entirety of all your plans. And so I'm hoping that the proof is in the pudding today. Bud and I think, have done a good enough job of planning out the general direction we want to go with the arc that we chose for the show this year, talking about sacrificial leadership, so that when something like this came up and improv needed to happen, we have not over micromanaged where it's like calling in a Jimmy and say, we just can't do the show today at all because our minute details of plans don't work out. But on the other hand, that we have created an arc, an environment large enough that we can improv. The situation comes up and there were still things to talk about. Well, speaking of plans, this is where we throw it over to the commercial. So this is the Uncommon Good. Bo Bonner with you today. Stick around. We'll be back right after this.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. Established in Des Moines in 1924, St. Vincent de Paul assists those living in poverty to become self-sufficient by helping to remove roadblocks on their journey out of poverty. St. Vincent de Paul helps with food, clothing, and shelter, while also offering classes in financial literacy, high school completion, career readiness, and prisoner reentry. Shop, donate, volunteer, serve. The Society of St. Vincent de Paul, svdpdsm.org.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Dental Associates, addressing your smile needs and dreams. 515-225-6742, Des Moines-DentalAssociates.com. Thank you, Dental Associates, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Paul Martin and Paul Mitchell, owners of Imogene Ingredients. Imogene Ingredients supply specialized feed ingredients for livestock and pet diets to improve maternal and young animal health in both conventional and organic production.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Permar Security, a Catholic-owned family business providing security solutions for homes and businesses since 1953. PermarSecurity.com, 515-244-5660. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Construction Professionals. Construction Professionals does remodeling and new construction. Construction Professionals is a Catholic family business built on a strong foundation. CPCustomHomes.com. Thank you, Construction Professionals, for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Five Suns Naturescapes. Five Suns Naturescapes is a Catholic veteran-owned family company providing premium outdoor landscaping. Learn more about Five Suns Naturescapes at fivesunsnaturescapes.com. fivesunsnaturescapes.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Skeffington's Formal Wear. In business since 1951, with locations in Des Moines, West Des Moines, Coralville, and Ankeny. Skeffington's Formal Wear, fitting you for life celebrations. Online at skeffingtons.com.
Back with the Uncommon Good, Bo Bonner. Bonner here with you today. Shout out to Bud Maher. He can't be with us in studio. He has grown-up work to do for the college, but I know that he is still here in spirit. So today we were talking about exactly what occasioned me being solo is what do you do as leaders when things don't quite go to plan? And so what is the sort of relationship between planning and improvisation, being agile enough, but also having a firm foundation to make this sort of work? So the last few minutes, to be honest, I should have, this is me over planning for once. I was like, well, I'm going to make sure to have plenty to talk about. So I had three whole other things that we could bring up where I was talking about amendments or ideas to return to when we get done with the entire arc. So it's good because that means that we have at least three more shows at the end where we can bring this up. Although I'll hint at one today. We've talked about this, that Bud and I have had the chance to be a part of the Church Communication Ecology Project. This is a project with the McGrath Life Center out of Notre Dame University. Brett Robinson, an all-star guest who's been on multiple times talking about communication ecology and what that has to do with the church. So we've been graciously made a part of one of these initiatives. The reason I'm bringing this up is, of course, we will talk about it more, and again, I think more towards the end, but one more way in which this sort of makes sense of what we're talking about. So Marshall McLuhan, a very central figure, Catholic figure for the CCEP, classically talks about how when he says this big, the media is the message, and I know I've brought this up before, that what he's referring to is this concept that there's figures or the content of what things talk about, but then there's the ground or the context in which what the figure or the content says makes sense. And his point when he's talking about media is that you can say the same messages, but they will be received different depending on the medium. And even in just very basic ways, that something said on television versus radio versus the internet versus spoken word versus text, all of those things can be basically, if not completely, the same content, but received differently because of the context, the ground in which they're said. This is the whole why most people, or you throw out like, oh, I always like the book better than the movie, it has to do with this idea that you can have basically the same thing, but how it occurs makes a lot of difference. Well, I just want to throw out that the idea that planning versus improvisation, or being, you know, prepared, but also capable of being agile, is to say that a lot of leadership, less than just planning things out, like step 1 through 30, is about setting the ground for which any figure can make sense. So preparation is about making the context, the ground, be firmly settled, so that if the content needs to change, your co-host can't make it for a day, for instance, that the whole ship is not sunk. Too often with planning, we mistake the figure for the ground, the content for the context. And so when we plan, we have this idea, right, that it's just steps, like I said. And so if you get out of order, the whole thing starts to fall apart. But that's, of course, doesn't need to be the case. If you have the ground firmly set, if you have the context, even when there's detours, again, leading is about getting people to where they need to go, you can make the detours and still get to your destination. And so that's what we hopefully did today's show. Hopefully the proof was in the pudding. This is the Uncommon Good. May Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, reign in our hearts, our families, city, state, nation, solar system, galaxy, the whole kit and caboodle. This is the Uncommon Good, and we'll be back next week. This is where I usually ask Bud to say when people can pray on the radio. I still have not memorized that. Jimmy, do you have that off the top of your head?
Barely. Let's see what. The Angelus at 6 a.m. The Rosary at following the Angelus at 6 and 10. And the Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3.
Fantastic. Thank
Is
you.
Is that right?
I think that sounds right. That makes theological sense, at least, by like the 6 a.m.s and the 3 o'clock for the Divine Mercy. So I'm guessing that's so. But if you want to make sure to double check, you can go to iowacatholicradio.com to find stuff.
That's right. There's like a program schedule on there.
And of course, if you have, if you've downloaded the Iowa Catholic Radio app anywhere that you have data, you can sort of tune in and just check what we're up to at any time. And then, yeah, iowacatholicradio.com. And, of course, if you have questions like that or questions at all, if you want to donate, you can call 515-223-1150. Speak to us here at the office. We would love to hear from you. Some of the goings-on around Iowa Catholic Radio and the Des Moines Diocese. You can see all this at iowacatholicradio.com. The Eucharistic Miracles of the World display can be viewed at Christ the King Parish on the south side of Des Moines, May 3rd through the 24th. The next Man Up Power Lunch is Friday, May 13th at noon, St. Francis of Assisi Parish in West Des Moines. Jesse Weiler scheduled to talk on the Mass, Chick-fil-A. And
that's actually
like that.
Passed.
Oh.
This is the 18th.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why you don't just read down the list, Bo.
But I really thought...
This is your whole point of the show today, of planning.
You wit. I'll be honest. Like this, to call me out, I thought today was like May 11th.
Well, you're a little off. Yes, no, the next Man Up is going to be June 10th, and Deacon Randy Key will be speaking.
Thank you very much for correcting me.
And then
now
the
I'm worried.
The Eucharistic Miracles are on display now through...
Yes.
Yeah.
Being that we had to take up a lot of time correcting me, the rest of everything you can find on iowacatholicradio.com.
Well, we know Bo's just waiting for Skillet at the Iowa State Fair.
Right, so. I was going to say, there is a lot going on at the Iowa State Fair and a lot of music that we're doing here supporting. So make sure to go to iowacatholicradio.com and check that out. Jimmy, thank you for correcting me without Bud being here.
That's why I'm here.
And Bud, tip hats off to you, buddy. We'll see you next week. This is The Uncommon Good. We'll be back next week.
The Uncommon Good with Bo Bonner and Dr. Bud Maher is heard every week on wonderful Catholic stations like this one and anytime on podcast. Just search for The Uncommon Good.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and The Uncommon Good provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences. Learn more at mchs.edu.